Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa has surpassed 5,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases for the first time in a single day, as a surge in infections is sending more people to hospitals and also pushing more schools to send students home for online classes. The Iowa Department of Public Health has reported 5,065 new confirmed cases in the past 24 hours. Today, there were 19 additional deaths, raising the total to 19,047. One in every 12 people in Iowa tested positive in the past week. The seven-day rolling average of the positivity rate in Iowa was 51.4% on November 12th, the second in the nation behind South Dakota. The state of Nebraska has accounted for more than 92,000 cases of the coronavirus and 756 deaths. There were 905 people hospitalized today. Governor Pete Ricketts says hospitalizations have increased from around 200 on September 23rd. Hospital capacity is at 20%. Ricketts says mask wearing and social distancing are vital to stopping the spread of the virus. South Dakota has tallied more than 60,000 cases of COVID-19 and 567 deaths, and there were 551 people hospitalized today. Woodbury County today has 130 new cases of the coronavirus, with a total of nearly 9,000 since the pandemic began. There have been 105 deaths, but no new deaths today. Woodbury County has a 23% rolling 14-day positivity average. Iowa officials say nearly 10% of the state schools have sought a waiver to temporarily educate students remotely instead of in person in classrooms. The Iowa Department of Education says 43 districts and non-public schools are operating with temporary waivers from the state requirement that they be in class at least half of the time. The most substantial change made this year in the Sioux City School District due to the coronavirus spread has occurred as all West Middle School students yesterday were switched from in-school to online learning. Sioux City took the step as aggregate numbers of Iowa coronavirus cases rocketed to more than 171,000. The state approved three of the largest districts to go online for all students. Sioux City School Board member Taylor Goodwin says he recommends that the district move to a hybrid learning model between Thanksgiving and winter break. Goodwin posted his comments on social media late last night after the announcement from West Middle. Two other members of the board, including Monique Scarlett and Perla Alarcon-Flory, previously advocated for hybrid learning. Sioux City Community Schools started the academic year with a hybrid model with students in class 2 days a week and instruction from home 2 days a week, and pupils who needed extra help would do an extra day of learning. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. And now let's take a look at the forecast.